flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Congratulations to Kat, Karl Anthony Towns, and Brunson, who are both starters in the Eastern Conference All-Star Game. The first time the New York Knicks have had two starters in an All-Star Game since 1975 with Frazier and Earl the Pearl. That's the last time the Knicks had two All-Stars. And, you know, the one thing I'll say of it, obviously both had great first halves. I've been talking a lot about how important Karl Anthony Towns is to the team and the way they currently play, maybe even more important than Jalen Brunson. But Brunson's obviously the team captain, the team leader, and is a great player, and they're both starting in the All-Star game. But it just, I have to admit, it's nice because we talk about in the NBA so much about you need superstars to win, right? We just consistently say that, right? You need superstars to win. And in this era of super teams and big threes and whatever else, the idea that finally, for all their flaws, right? And this team is the 3 seed, not the 1 seed. They're the 3 seed in the East. They haven't played defense very well. They have nights where they can't hit 3-pointers, and if they don't do that, they haven't found ways to win. There are issues with this group. I think they're tired, the way the coach coaches, the minutes, right? It's not just, hey, the Knicks are championship contenders, although I guess they are, but it's not just all blue skies and rainbows, as Rocky Balboa would tell you. But even saying that, the idea that finally, I mean, our entire lives, most of us who are listening, because even if you have to be born before 1965 to remember 1975, right? Or somewhere around there. You got to be born 65 to 68, maybe the earliest, if to even remember the 1975 All-Star game. So the large portion of this, anyone who's hearing my voice, has never seen this before with the New York Knicks. As great as the 90s teams were, what's the story of the 90s teams, right? Patrick Ewing never got that second star. Yeah, Patrick Ewing had his flaws. And while we were living it, there were some times we were unhappy, especially after the finger roll. And it might have felt like he should have done more and carried them further. But since we've gotten away from him, we appreciate Patrick Ewing and certainly that era of Knicks basketball more and more and more. But for whatever their flaws are, for whatever deficiencies they have, and whatever concerns we have as Knicks fans that they will ultimately get to an NBA Finals, or at least an Eastern Conference Finals, I have to admit, just on its surface, it is nice knowing that they have two legitimate stars. That they have two guys who are starting the All-Star game, not just All-Stars, starting five. There are five players in the starting five in the Eastern Conference. Two of them are Knicks. There's only one more player that's not a Knick than that there is a Knick. The idea that they have finally accomplished that, although it's not, you know, the best, it's not LeBron in his time, it's not Jordan in his time, it's not Giannis, it's not the player. The idea that they have two of the top five at least makes you start to realize, hey, when you say that, when you actually say the Knicks have two starting five All-Stars, you say to yourself, all right, here we are. This team is now, they've got two. This is a championship caliber, you know, that kind of roster that is needed to win in the NBA. So although we've known this for a while, and we knew it the minute they traded for Cat, it is nice, I have to admit, just to get the idea. And I'm still not going to watch the game because I can't tell you anything that interests me less than the NBA All-Star game. And that's their fault. And we'll see if they change the format. I'd call Evan up. He's got a bunch of different scenarios on how to make the NBA All-Star game more appealing. But I don't find it appealing. And I won't be watching. But it is nice to know that finally they got two stars. Finally, the Knicks have a roster that has stars on it that can compete for a championship. And they have to figure a lot out. I'm hoping, I don't know if they announced the entire roster. Do you know, Fleegs, that they have announced the, they haven't. Yeah, I don't think they have. And I don't think any other Knick would be on there. OG for a time looked like he would, but OG needs a break. He needs some time off. He needs to relax. We need to figure out exactly what's going on with this team and how to make it better and how to make it more consistent. And certainly when I think of consistent in the Knicks, I think of Miles Bridges. He has got to be more consistent offensively. And they need to be more consistent defensively. So there's still issues, and I don't know if I give them a legitimate chance to beat Boston right now. And as good as Cleveland is, I happen to think it's a good matchup for the Knicks, but still, are they capable of beating those two teams? Are they capable of beating the Thunder so far this year? No. But at least, at the very least, the New York Knicks, from when they couldn't get Patrick Ewing another star, and then through all the years of crap where we stopped caring and paying attention to them. I wasn't always hosting. There were years, I tell you, I would turn on the TV and be like, I don't even know this team anymore. I've been so, you know, just completely turned off by how terrible the Knicks are and just so completely indifferent that I would turn on a game like, let me watch the Knicks. And I'm like, I don't even know the team. That's how bad they were and how bad they were. And so the idea that now we're talking about multiple years in a row of playoffs, Jalen Brunson emerging as a star, watching and falling in love with the group last year to now, hey, they have what you need and two legitimate stars, starters in the NBA All-Star game. It could be worse. It has been worse. And it's good to be back.